I know this well because I eventually found a job as a high school drama teacher in Australia. Australia's curriculum includes a mandatory semester of drama in the early years of high school, which is why I would often hear students telling me that the imaginative play in drama was silly and a waste of time. Society had got through to these students with its message that childhood was for imaginative play, and when we become young adults, it's time to stop playing games and get serious. Not only is this attitude boring and depressing, it's incorrect. Scholars tell us that imaginative play like this is actually how we learn. An infant doesn't examine grammar tables when developing the ability to speak. She plays around with the sounds and pretends to be talking until the sounds are familiar. Education theorists are waking up to how little their rigid system can help students engage with a more and more rapidly changing world. Not only is it still destructive to force young people through a rigid system, it simply won't work anymore. We need students, and the working adults they become, to be able to exercise creativity to solve increasingly novel and complex problems. Creativity.